So we're going to look at some delayed resolution. The main thing to keep a strum from sounding boxy is to anticipate and delay. When you are strumming, let's say, just an A chord, and you do the same strum every bar, like... there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, one, it's the same thing over and over. Two, it is very square, meaning it starts and ends in the bar, like one, two, and a three, four, and a one. So, like, you know, the fun starts when you start moving things ahead or back, right? So this particular bunch of examples is moving things back, meaning you don't hit the one beat. Notice on all four examples, it's either coming in on the two or the end of one. Looking at beat number one, at 85 beats per minute, it'd be 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 2, 3, and 4, and so get a good bar chord. Or bar chords are better because if you have to play a note short, which are the dots above, there aren't any in this example, but in example two, there's a couple of strokes where there's a dot above, which means play it staccato. So bar chords are easier because then you can choke it off with that hand that's fretting by lifting up the pressure, right? So let's do an A7 at the fifth fret, for example, and we play number one. It goes 1, 2, 3, and 4, and it's over. Now the question always comes up, do I strum up or down? It's dictated by whether you're using 16th notes or not. In all these examples, there are 16th notes, so the strum should be 1E and then 2E and then 3E and or down, up, 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 right? So the 8th notes are all downs, like 1 and 2 and 3, and so only the E's and U's will be strummed up. Everything else, the numbers or the ends, will be strummed down. Does that make any sense? Again, it's like if you're 1 and 2 and 3, those are all downs. 1E and a 2E and a 2E and a 4E and a are all ups and downs. If you did only ups, it would be like E, up, E, up, E, up, E, up, like that. don't try that at home. Anyway, here we go with number one again, but I'm going to call out the strumming direction. Like 2, 3, 4, down, 3, so down, down, up, down, 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 up, down, down, down. That's what it is. Good. So let's take it through a whole blues. So you're gonna do a blues in A, and we'll take that strum through the entire blues. 1, 2, 3, go. And don't stop that arm moving. Keep that arm moving the whole time. Find yourself muting the strings, like in that first beat. If you feel like you're chucking, that's okay. The guitar is a rhythm instrument. It's like you can hear I'm kind of like chin. That's perfectly fine. You don't have to sort of be careful about that. It's kind of not only is it not a bad thing, in some ways it's a good thing. Like it adds rhythmic propulsion to the rest of the band, or to someone, even if it's just a one-person band, you know. Mm-hmm. Right? So we're gonna move on from that to number two.